What would it be like to be overwhelmed with joy in the Lord? What is the level of joy in your life today? We still see bright lights in the sky, over our cities, and even better in the outskirts of town. We saw them even in the skies of Cuba, overlooking the historic Hotel Nacional de Cuba, an iconic landmark that has welcomed many of the rich and famous since it first opened back in 1930. Christmas is not widely celebrated in Cuba. You won't see very many Christmas trees, lights, decorations, or presents being exchanged. For most families, money for that would be prioritized for other necessities. It's what made the lights in the sky over Cuba that much more of a joy to gaze upon with great wonder about what God may be up to. But what we saw in the night sky when this picture was taken was nothing compared to the star the Magi saw overlooking Bethlehem where the baby Jesus was born. Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 to 10 says this. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. After a grueling 900-mile trek across the desert in search of this newborn king of the Jews, the Magi finally found him. Joy overflowed and overwhelmed them. It brought them to their knees in worship, where they opened their treasure chest of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What would it be like to be overwhelmed with joy in the Lord? How can you increase the level of joy you're experiencing right now in your own life? We're going to talk more about this in just a moment, but let me first welcome our new listeners to this podcast. Welcome. I'm Yancey Valdez. Welcome to the Deepen Your Faith, Renew Your Life podcast. You know how every morning there are people waking up discouraged because they're often overburdened with fear, worry, stress, self-doubt, and frustration about where their life is at and where it's headed? The good news is God knows how to turn things around when life has gone sideways. For with God, all things are possible. This is why we're passionate about helping people deepen their faith in God so that they can win the battle over their discouragement and experience a renewal in their lives they never thought possible. If you like what you're hearing today and would like to support the work we're doing, please consider hitting the like button and subscribing to this podcast, leaving a kind word or review in the comments section, or sharing this podcast with a friend or loved one who may need an encouraging word today. What would it be like to be overwhelmed with joy in the Lord? How can you increase the level of joy you're experiencing right now in your own life? A lot of people confuse happiness with joy. Happiness and joy are not the same thing. Happiness depends on what happens, outside events and circumstances which we do not necessarily control. Joy, on the other hand, is a gladness that arises from what's happening on the inside of a person's heart, especially a heart that feels loved, known, and treasured. Joy is not based on temporary circumstances, but is grounded more on things that are long-lasting and eternal in nature. Joy doesn't usually manifest itself in small amounts, but comes often in great abundance and in inexpressible ways. The prophet Isaiah employed the imagery of an upcoming wedding to paint a picture of what overwhelming joy in the Lord might look and feel like when he said in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord, my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom dressed for his wedding or a bride with her jewels. In this passage, there is an anticipation and excitement for a significant event that is about to take place, a wedding between a bridegroom and his bride. In the time preceding this blessed event, it's not hard to imagine joy overflowing from a heart that feels loved and now longs for the one it belongs to and is about to be officially united with. More specifically, this passage looks forward to that great wedding between Christ and his bride, the church, which is meant to find its joy in the Lord. There is an overwhelming joy that rises from within our hearts because our wedding clothes, our salvation and righteousness are things he has already provided through his work on the cross and resurrection from the dead. The anticipation and excitement of a wedding describes aspects of the kind of joy all its participants are meant to experience. Jesus may have had 12 disciples, and Lazarus may have had the distinction of being the Lord's friend, but his cousin, John the Baptizer, experiences joy as the best man, This is found in John chapter 3, verses 28 to 29. Joy is also likened to a dressed bridegroom, ready to come and get his bride, the one who said, "Yes, I want to spend the rest of my life with you." Additionally, joy is likened to a dressed bride, waiting with her jewels for her bridegroom, waiting to be found by the one who thought she was worth pursuing, worth fighting for, and spending eternity with. In Jerusalem, when the Magi saw the star settle in the south some 2,000 years ago, they would have seen a constellation of four stars forming a cross in the sky. We identify it now as the Southern Cross. It's what navigators would use in the Southern Hemisphere to check their bearings, much like navigators in the Northern Hemisphere would use the North Star. Just to the left and below the crossbeam of the Southern Cross, there is also a cluster of stars we now identify as the Jewel Box. It was first discovered some 250 years ago by a man named John Herschel, who counted over 100 different stars in the cluster. Comprised of so many different colors, he described it as a cluster neither large nor rich, but extremely brilliant and beautiful, with the distinctly different colors of its stars giving it the effect of a superb piece of fancy jewelry. Now, can you imagine whatever bright light the Magi saw in the night sky that led them to Bethlehem, that they may have also seen just above the horizon a cross with a jewelry box right next to it? Now, we may not know exactly what that bright light was that the Magi saw in the night sky, but the Bible tells us when they did see it, they were overwhelmed with joy. Let me encourage you today. God loves you and wants you to spend the rest of eternity with him. Christ, the bridegroom, will be returning for his bride, the church. Like an engagement ring, it's a promise the Lord will surely keep and one we can rejoice in. We don't have to worry about not having the right clothes to wear. In Christ, he has already purchased our salvation and clothed us in his righteousness. There is an excitement, anticipation, and overwhelming joy to be found in the Lord, the one we belong to, and very soon will be united with when we say yes to God. If you don't know the Lord, follow him today. When we say yes to God, we become part of his family, joining a long line of people throughout history who have said yes to God. These are the people he has clothed in salvation and righteousness, people ready for his return, and who know what it's like to be overwhelmed with joy in the Lord. Let me pray for you today. O God, our Father, who through the birth of your Son has given us a great light to dawn upon our darkness, let your light shine upon us this day with your grace, mercy, and unfailing love. For those who may be struggling this holiday season, may they sense the presence of your love and goodness surrounding them right now. May they know you more deeply as the one they belong to and are meant to spend eternity with. And in your grace, give them a renewed and overwhelming joy for your soon return. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We could not do what we are doing right now without the friendship and generous support of our listeners and prayer partners. In the short amount of time we have been doing this, already this podcast has reached and been downloaded in 6 different countries on 3 continents across the globe. Your friendship and support is what's making it all possible to share the hope of Jesus with people all over the world. Again, thank you so much. If you like what you're hearing and would like to help us continue to provide great content for listeners everywhere, please visit us at deepenyourfaithrenewyourlife.com to get more information about the show, episodes, and ways to support it. Consider also supporting this podcast with a monthly subscription through our Buzzsprout link in the podcast page attached to this episode. You can also support us with ratings, kind words, and sharing this post with friends and loved ones. Thanks again for your friendship and support. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.